This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. How does a parent react when a child says the words, "I'm gay"? Well, the answer can make all the difference in the world between having a child who can find his or her way in the world knowing that mom and dad are there supporting and trying to understand, and having a child who carries what can be a crippling burden, trying to come to terms with being gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender and feeling isolated and alone. Anne Dorenwind has taken her life's experiences as a gay person, a psychologist, and a parent, and she's poured all of that into her new book, Coming Around, Parenting Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Kids. It's out from New Horizon Press, and Dr. Dorenwind joins us here in the studio, along with Mike Neubecker, who's with the support group PFLAG. They're the Detroit Downriver chapter of Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you here with us. And I want to start with you. Overall, is coming out something that is more easily accepted in 2012 than, let's say, a generation ago?
Without a doubt it is. But there are two sort of pieces to this. Kids are coming out earlier, and as a result, the younger people come out, the more prone they are to having suicidal ideation and committing suicide. And that's probably because they don't have the coping mechanisms to deal with oppression and discrimination and negative reactions. But the good side of coming out early is that they're incorporating their sexual identity more completely, and therefore they don't hit a barrier with social-emotional development, which, in other words, sexual identity development should happen when you're about 15 to 17, right?
Right.
And so that you can go on and learn how to have healthy, intimate relationship, you know, even go on and be successful in career, grounding, grounded sense of self. So there are pluses and minuses. Kids are coming out earlier. There are clearly more opportunities to connect with groups like PFLAG. There's much more support. But it depends on where you live.
It
depends on your family. It depends on what your school is, where your school is, what state you live in.
Because there's a difference, huge differences, right? There's a whole spectrum of reaction to that announcement.
Yeah, there's an unfair situation for gays right now. Some states, some communities are very accepting. Others are still very rejecting.
And PFLAG is a very important resource for families and for parents who hear those words. And Mike Neubecker, can you tell us your family story?
Well, I'm a field engineer by trade. And one day I was looking for a pair of socks that matched, and I couldn't find a pair anywhere in the house. But we had the spare sock drawer. So I went into the other room where the spare sock drawer was, and I found that I was looking for a same socks couple. And in fact, once inside that drawer, what did I find in there but a PFLAG pamphlet? And when I first looked at it, PFLAG, what is that? And then I read a little bit and had the word gay in there and homosexual. I thought, what is this? Is my son gay or something? I asked my wife about it, and she had actually been keeping it to herself for about a month and a half, because when my son came out, she said, oh, this isn't a good time. You know, your dad's not going to go well with this. We got to get you paid for school. He was going to EMU. Mm-hmm. And she was afraid of my reaction. So
interesting.
Finally, I had to make that call, left it on his machine that this is your dad and I really need to talk to you right away. This is important. So he knew right then that I got the news finally. And he was in an ROTC program. So for him, it was risky because he had to actually leave the program.
Did he?
And give up a scholarship. Oh. So right away, it was an issue of, first of all, I thought he was mistaken, confused. And I went through, I found a lot of bad information, inaccurate information from a lot of sources that were more Christian-based, that were saying how you can change your orientation through prayer and so forth. And I did a little bit of looking into that, but actually the resources I found there were harmful,
okay,
very harmful. And so now, I mean, I did transition to acceptance, but only after a little independent study, and I evolved on it very quickly.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Do you accept that your wife and son both thought Dad isn't going to like this very much? Was that kind, or did that surprise you when you were made aware of it?
No, I think they were pretty on the mark. They knew I was going to go off the deep end and wonder what happened and what influences made my son gay, because I was sure he was straight when he went off to college, when in fact he'd been struggling alone. And I became very selfish. Like, well, what are my friends at Kiwanis going to say? What are my golf buddies going to say? Especially remembering them telling gay jokes and I'm laughing at them. Mm-hmm. So suddenly I felt like a big old hypocrite. And I've always been very proud of my son. But here is like, I don't know, can I still be proud of my son? So for me, it was like, I've got to figure this out.
Wow. And this must be something that is repeated in countless times in families.
Your story is, I know you know this, but your story is common. And when kids come out, they tend to come out to their fathers last. There's been a recent study that found there wasn't that gender difference in which parent they came out to. But all studies before that, fathers tend to be they're the last to know. And probably that's connected to the gender rigidity that our culture sets men up to, you know, have to be sort of super macho, and that leads to more internalized homophobia. And it's a terrible shame because, it's one of those factors that can cause a kid to bury their sexual identity. Mm-hmm. I think it's amazing that you were so active in seeking help that you ended up playing a major role with PFLAG. I mean, I'm always amazed by people who do that for their children. When I wrote this book, my goal was to try to reach people who were more conservative. I think a lot of literature out there has a very liberal bent to it, a liberal language, and maybe even a little damning of conservative, you know, dogma. And I don't know if I succeeded. I hope I did. But I try to really help parents who thought that they couldn't accept a homosexual child to slowly evolve to acceptance. So, for instance, I don't know if you would agree with this, but my first advice would be to step back and simply say to your child, I love you, and to say, I'm proud of you, and I'm glad you told me. Because I think that conveys I'm not going to disappear, I'm not going to crumble. And if you have a difference of opinion or think homosexuality is a sin, to step back and just recognize that moment is not a time to deal with that issue. That you have to, whether you're liberal or conservative, everybody has internalized homophobia. And a parent has to step back and take the time to reassess what their understanding of homosexuality. So
that is good advice, because the very first advice I got from a minister was, you need to be able to reach out to your son early on and tell him that, you know, I may never be comfortable with this or accept it, but you're my son and I love you.
Well, that was wise advice.
And I was able to say that, but now I can remove all that uncomfortable part because, you know, his life right now is as normal as I've ever expected it. Him and his partner, they have adopted two children. We've been grandparents for 5 years
Congratulations.
Now. Congratulations. Yeah, and they're delightful children.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Anne Dorenwen. She's a psychologist, a parent, and the author of the new book, Coming Around, Parenting Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Kids. And Mike Neubecker, he's with the support group PFLAG, Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. So, Mike, at the time your son came out, you said you turned to a minister and you got sensitive, wise advice. And I'm sure you hear this a lot, Anne. There are parents whose religious beliefs truly do not embrace homosexuality. So you have these ingrained beliefs you've carried for years, but you want to support and you want to love your gay child. And that must set up all kinds of churning emotions.
You know, there's another issue here, too. There's so many things I'd like to react to.
Sure.
Only so much time. But I think a lot of gay kids end up not only being divorced from their families, ostracized, but also made to feel like the other in their churches and end up being angry and bitter about religion. And there's no reason for that. That's one problem. I think kids need to stay connected to their parents. A lot of the health disparities that gay children suffer get diminished as long as they maintain connection with their parents and feel their parents accept them. Those who don't get accepted by their parents are at higher risk for depression, anxiety, drug and alcohol abuse.
Risky behavior.
All kinds of risky behavior.
Suicide.
Smoking, 2 to 7 times more likely to commit suicide. So, you know, when you think about the fidelity of being a parent to your child, there's really no good reason to disconnect from your child. And there's no good reason for a church to cause a child to feel on the outside. And many churches don't feel that way.
And in your book, you offer some pretty wise insights about struggling with pain and adversity that can actually enrich a youngster or a young person.
There have been very few studies that look at positive aspects of being gay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some recent studies that have started to do that. And what they see is that, and I can sort of relate to this even when I think about my gay friends who have come through and out, you know, the
yeah.
other side,
yeah.
who are really comfortable with their sexuality. Mm-hmm. There's added courage. There's less concern about what other people think. There can be a sense of really growing dignity, a sense of integrity. People talk about being in the study. They talk about some gay folks saying that they felt that they weren't trapped by gender norms in the same way as their heterosexual peers, especially men, in terms of talking about emotion and having platonic relationships, right, with other men or with women. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But
sure.
I also think that there's a great sensitivity, I think, that can be learned about oppression in general and understanding what it's like to be treated as different.
Mike, you commented on one of your first initial and I think understandable reactions was, my God, how do I tell the Kiwanis? How do I tell people in my social circle? And I wanted both of you to give us some thoughts on the do's and don'ts of breaking that news. You know, Johnny has come out. How do you tell grandma?
Well, here's how it happened in our case.
Yeah.
I initially told my son, and I got the same advice from a minister, well, you might want to keep this quiet because of discrimination and hate crimes and
yeah.
so forth. But my son said, no, Dad, it's too important to be a role model for others. I'm not going to live my life hiding who I am. And immediately, I kind of went and I wanted to go in the closet as a parent. I said, well, I don't want anybody else to know. He mm-hmm. said, well, I'm not going to be closeted. I said, well, can you at least give us a little time? He said, sure, but it won't be forever.
Okay.
And it was less than a month. He called me up on the phone and said, well, Dad, I hope you're ready for this. I was at the Cracker Barrel restaurant in Belleville, and I was protesting their discrimination against gay people. And I was arrested, and I'm going to be on TV tonight. So I thought, well, son, and at that point, I had enough time to say, okay, well, I'm proud of you, son. You're standing up for your
yeah.
rights. And since then, they've changed their policy.
They have.
But yeah. called my mom, and I just dropped in the next morning because I knew she knew by then. And I said, oh, I saw Bridget said Lee was on TV last night at the Cracker Barrel. Why was he there? And I said, well, he's gay, Mom. And, I mean, I could have said he was eating and, you know,
yeah,
hidden.
Yeah, just happened
but,
to be there.
Right. But anyway, it was time to come out as a parent, and I really hadn't been to PFLAG yet. That would have helped a lot because
okay.
I could have talked to other parents,
sure.
heard stories of kids coming out. Been a little more sensitive on the whole issue, but he was not going to stay in the closet. In fact, he broke the hinges off of it, so that door wasn't going back.
So what did Grandma say?
Grandma said, oh, I was wondering, but he doesn't look gay. So, and my dad, I mean, he was pretty conservative.
Okay.
But he was fine. He was like, you know, Lee is a great kid, and you shouldn't be ashamed of him, and, you know, I hope you're not, because I'm not. I said, no, I just want to let you know. And from then on, once my parents knew and they seemed accepting, it was the beginning of a process. But it's amazing how much changed in our whole family because of this. Even when they got married, we had a big reception, and almost all of my family were there.
And that, Anne, I think must make you just feel, okay, this is a really good example of a family that took this challenge. It was a challenge for your son, Lee. It took challenge for you, Mike, as the dad, and you came through, and I can hear you say your life is richer for all of this.
Oh, life is great.
Yeah, coming out is a moment of risk and opportunity for parents and children. And you made it the opportunity. It can make for a much closer family. It unlocks a trap door of secrets in families, and people begin to talk about not just sexuality, but other things that maybe they didn't talk about before. It makes families more intimate when they engage with their child. And there are families that withdraw, and whole family will withdraw socially. They'll be closeted families, and that has the opposite effect.
But it usually is a dynamic situation. Initially, there may be rejection. And I think as long as people aren't too closed-minded, they can evolve on it. But a closed mind is a very expensive thing to have. I've seen families break apart because of it.
Yeah.
I would have to think that the absolute worst mistake a parent can make when the child comes out is to kick that child out.
It is the worst. Again, they suffer from those higher levels of health disparities. But once a kid is on the street, even a resilient child doesn't do well after about 6 months. And they resort to survival sex and drugs and alcohol. And you know from PFLAG how soul-wrenching it is to be rejected by parents for something like sexual orientation, which is like your arms and your legs. It's who you are.
Oh, yeah. We've heard – I mean, we keep confidentiality of any person's story in generality, but we've seen it. We've seen the gamut of where they go to visit their parents on Christmas morning, and they won't open the door, and they've left presents. The presents are mailed back to them. I mean, that's the total rejection. But sometimes these parents, even though they love their kid, they feel like they're doing this tough love thing. In other words, the kids will want so much that they'll conform to do whatever they want. I say to these parents that really love is a verb, because – I've had parents say, well, I love my kid. I just can't accept this. So they have to respect my position, and I'll respect theirs. But I can't have them come to my house and talk about their partner and so forth. And I said, well, love's a verb. If you really love your kid, why wouldn't you try to educate yourself at least? Go to the library or go online and try to inform yourself.
Every parent owes it to their kid to reassess homosexuality if they have a gay kid. To step back and look at that in terms of love, the child's love of the parent, sometimes they'll bend until they break to try to stay connected with that parent. It's cruel to reject a kid.
Thank you for the discussion today. It was really a good conversation, and it's been good to have you here on Stateside.
Thanks for your interest.
Thank you, Doc.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Anne Derwin-Wend, who's the author of the new book, Coming Around, Parenting Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Kids, and Mike Neubecker. He's with the support group PFLAG, the Detroit Downriver chapter of parents, families, and friends of lesbians and gays.